Sometime in my early 20s, I stopped following the Grammys. That's why it comes as utterly astonishing to me that suddenly, in middle age, I'm following a 22-year-old singer on social media. Sometimes I'm even tempted to write a comment on his post, a post that already has 2242583 likes. Is there a term for a middle-aged version of fanboy? Well, there's just something about Lil Nas X. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I had not paid much attention to Lil Nas X when he became an unusual country music sensation in 2019 with his song Old Town Road, a teenage black star in the very white world of country music in America. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in a valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me nothing. It was in the weeks and months leading up to his new album, Montero, that I took startled note of him. It wasn't just that he was openly gay, but that he was upturning every rule about how to be gay and a star. Best of all, he seemed to be having a great time doing it. He kisses a man on awards shows, poses naked on Instagram. He was asked about that on the Zach Sang's show.
Like, literally, you show your, I mean, it's, what you were blessed with.
It's freeing.
Is it? I mean,
it's freeing.
He makes it seem easy, but it was not. When you're conditioned by society to hate yourself your entire life, it takes a lot of unlearning, he tweeted. The son of a gospel singer, he thought being gay was a test from God. He certainly never thought he'd be a queer icon.
Did you ever think you'd be a queer icon?
No, I definitely figured I would definitely die. Nobody would know that I was gay.
There have been other gay pop stars before him, but they came from a generation where there was always a hint of apology around them. George Michael, Freddie Mercury, Elton John, Ricky Martin, who remembers carrying a heavy sadness. Lil Nas walks on all their shoulders, but goes where none of them dared to go. He's a singer at the beginning of his career. He does not desexualize himself in order to be acceptable. No one has to read between the lines anymore like they once did to uncover gay desire. His gayness is not encoded. It does not smolder in secret. It burns bright. Something this is too much, too fast. That he's just an attention seeker whose antics will distract from the real issues of civil rights. He's been criticized for his pregnant photos before the new album dropped, but he called Montero, that album, his rebirth.
The whole everything is about like being reborn, or like rebirth, or like giving yourself out there, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm butt naked.
In the early 90s, when the first South Asian LGBTQ group Trikone was formed in California, the members went out of their way to reassure the community that they were not scary freaks. When Trikone marched for the first time in an India Day parade in Fremont, they assured nervous organizers that no one would march shirtless or in leather chaps. And along comes Lil Nas, who gives the devil a lap dance, then plucks the horns from his head and puts them on his own head. But he's not cut out in the angry, queer activist mold either. And he's not fazed when accused of peddling some gay agenda.
Oh, the gay agenda. There's been this plan. Like, we used to go to meetings on Wednesday in black cloaks.
Okay.
Draw, like, a big star in the circle on the ground. We have, like, these cups of blood. Drink it.
Ultimately, what makes Nas special is not this kind of activism, but the joy he brings to it. Nas demands that he be guaranteed what Martin Luther King Jr. wanted as well.
The unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
all over the world, we denigrate the importance of the pursuit of happiness. It can be seen as selfish, and we lead circumscribed lives in order to win social acceptance. Lil Nas reminds us, all of us, gay or straight or anywhere in between, of the joy that comes from being true to ourselves. I find myself learning a lot from him.
You need an instant ease from your life where you got plenty of every hurt and heartbreak. You just take it all to the face. I know.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for GALW.
Your past mistakes and people who do dirt on your name. Since 10, I've been feeling lonely. Have friends, but they was picking on me. I was thinking when my lips so big, was I too dark? And it's since my